What was your traditional greeting on Christmas morning?
Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And on New Year's morning?
Happy New Year.
If you believe you'll have time to do something and someone says, well, can you do it? Will you have time to do it? What would you say?
I think I can work it in, or...
Mm-hmm. Those are certainly good children. In the early days, if you bought a shirt in the store, what would the salesman do with it? Would he put it in a bag for you, or a sack?
He would wrap it in the paper.
On the first of the month, you say the bills are
due,
and if you belong to a lodge or something, you have to pay your annual
dues.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have the money, you should go to the bank and
borrow it.
Mm-hmm. In the 30s, we say money was
hard to get.
Mm-hmm. You mean it's scarce?
No, it was just hard to borrow it. It might also have been scarce, but it was.
When children play on the lawn sometimes, they'll put their heads down, kick their heels, and flop over on their backs. What do you say they do when they do that?
Turn somersaults.
Uh-huh. And if a boy went up to a swimming pool or a tank, he got up on the board and he jumped up and down and went in the water, what would you say he'd done?
Dove in.
Uh-huh. And if he struck the water right flat on his stomach, and the stuff splashed up.
And a belly buster.
That's certainly a good term. That really explains it, doesn't it? What will a baby do before he walks?
Crawl.
Uh-huh. And if you saw a boy in a tree and somebody said, how'd he get up there?
He climbed up.
It's kind of hard around here now.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, it was common, though.
Yeah, they was always climbing trees. And we had...
Oh, if I got down on my knees like this and then got up, what would you say I'd done? Squatted, or?
Yeah, that would have been a squat.
Maybe I didn't do it right. Any other expression that you'd say? Somebody said, what did he do? You say he...
Well, if you were down on the floor doing something, you were squatting on the floor. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, you...
Well, what would this be?
Hunched over or something.
Uh-huh. And this, you'd say I...
He was kneeling on the floor.
Uh-huh. If somebody said to you, what did he do? You'd say...
He knelt on the floor. And
yeah. I want to know if it was kneeled or knelt.
No, he knelt.
But again, that was one of those things. That one always gives me trouble. And after I sat for a while, I think my knees are going to pop right out. If you come in after a hard day's work, and let's say you just can't move. You go in the bedroom, and what do?
Lie down.
Mm-hmm. And if you go to sleep and wake up and tell your wife about the wonderful things you saw.
I dreamt.
But the dream stopped when you...
When I woke.
Uh-huh. And somebody would say, what would you call it when someone stands up and bangs his feet on the floor?
Tromping on the floor.
And if you want to open a drawer, you...
Pull it.
To close it, you...
Shove it. Close the drawer, I don't want it. Pull or shove.
Mm-hmm. Any other term? Push?
Push or close. Just close, I probably...
If you want somebody to take, say you have a stone that's 50 pounds, and you want him to pick it up and move it from there to another place, what would you tell him to do?
Carry that rock.
Mm-hmm. And if you have something laid out on the table here that you don't want the children to touch, and you see them come in with their little hands, what would you tell them?
touch it.
If you wanted, well, let's say this ashtray here, what would you ask me to do?
Hand me the ashtray.
In basketball, when a team throws the ball through the hoop and scores 2 points, you say they've made a
basket.
Another way is they made a basket, they've scored a
basket.
Well, let's see, there's a free throw, and then there's a
field.
Field what?
Field goal.
Uh-huh. You ever heard that called a ghoul?
I don't think so.
What do you call that game that men play with a little white ball? They play it with a bag full of clubs.
Golf?
Uh-huh. That's quite a game. If you want somebody to help you carry something, and you see him standing there with his hands loose,